Miss Christine's chastity thoughts. The right of the chastity key holder. I've heard something a couple of times now and thought I would address it. Chastity play doesn't mean that a femdom has to give up dick. I'm not even talking about adding toys, though that's an option, of course. And I'm not talking about having a denied, cock-locked, chastity, cuckold relationship. Although, that's often where these things lead. No, what I'm talking about is the right that the chastity mistress has as the key holder. The key holder makes the rules. I have some real-time chastity slaves, and when I've got the key to their chastity device, I get to make the rules, of course. And I don't just decide if the cock is locked. I decide, should I take it out of the cage, when, where, and why I do it. If I just want him to walk around naked with a hard-on, I can release him. If I want to tease him for an hour before locking him back up, that's my prerogative. And if I want to ride his cock until I come, well, I can do that too. And then I'll tell him to shower off, shave, and lock it right back on himself. And he usually goes crazy. The point of chastity. The point I'm trying to make is no key holder should ever feel like they have to give something up in order to indulge their partner's chastity fetish. As I already said, I'm holding their keys, so I make the rules. So why bother with being cock-locked in the first place if it's just going to come off during a scene? Why put it on at all? Well, we all know by now that chastity is a lot of things, like delicious teasing fun and overwhelming yet addictive torture, exhilarating, albeit at times a bit confusing, humiliation. And of course, it's insurance that my pleasure always comes first. This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975. And check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.